The Okotoks Public Library has joined a growing list of Canadian libraries that have scrapped fines on overdue books. Effective January 1, the library is no longer charging fees for material returned late, although charges will remain for lost or damaged items. Director Sarah Gilley said she's hopeful that removing overdue fines will allow more people to use the Riverside Drive facility, adding that some stop doing so after they've incurred charges. "We recognize the barrier that fines create, so we're doing what we can to remove that barrier," Gilley said. "That's the goal." Fines can be a significant expense to those with no or low income, and in some cases people, even if they can afford to pay the fines, they're embarrassed having fines on their account, so they don't want to come back to the library because they're embarrassed to pay them. The library is also waiving old fines in the hope it might see some former customers return. Gilley said library officials recognize that fines disproportionately impact specific groups, including families, youth, seniors and newcomers, so doing away with them will help address that inequity. "We're trying to be more inclusive in our community, so we're hoping this will help," she said. "We're really excited to be able to start this initiative." Loan periods and renewal options remain the same, but if a book is not returned, the replacement cost is charged to the customer's account. Once the item is returned in good condition, the fee is removed from the account. "There are still consequences if you don't return a book at all, but if you get stuck and can't return it on the date it's due, there's no fee," Gilley said. She said studies have shown most libraries that have eliminated overdue fines haven't seen an increase in the length of time an item is checked out and, in fact, some have seen returns before the due date happen more often. Gilley said scrapping overdue fines won't have much of a fiscal impact as it makes up about 1% of the library's operating budget and it was often time-consuming to collect payments. She believes there will be reduced wait times at the front desk as customers no longer have to line up to pay fines. "For us, we felt it was a viable trade-off. It wasn't a large revenue stream and it promotes goodwill in the community and with our patrons," she said. Gilley said initial feedback has been positive. "People are excited. They think it's great," she added. "We're so excited we're able to do this and we're really thankful for the town's support."